Self-confessed 9/11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui was back in federal court in Virginia today. The judge had ejected him from the penalty phase of his trial yesterday because of his frequent outbursts. Today, defense lawyers and federal prosecutors began direct questioning of potential jurors. A group of them will decide if Moussaoui will be executed or spend the rest of his life in prison. NPR's Larry Abramson is in Alexandria, Virginia. He joins us from outside the federal courthouse. Larry, did the judge give any explanation for allowing Moussaoui to return to the courtroom?
No, Judge Leonie Brinkema did not explain why she let him back in. She did say yesterday that if he agreed to be quiet, he would come back, and I think everybody assumed that he would not agree to be quiet. But today he just showed up and sat pretty quietly most of the time. After yesterday denouncing his lawyers, saying he was Al-Qaeda, and going into all the outbursts that have characterized his behavior throughout this trial.
So he promised to behave himself. What was his demeanor actually like during the jury selection process?
He sat pretty quietly, fiddling with a pen and watching the jury selection process, which generally is not the most exciting part of a trial. It'd be interesting to know exactly what he makes of this entire thing. He seems to regard it as a charade, but we didn't get any indication of what he thought. When the judge asked if he would be able to continue in court until 1 o'clock, he said no, he needed to go to prayer at 12:30, and the judge was very deferential and said that she would try to schedule breaks in the future so that they wouldn't interfere with prayer. But twice before Moussaoui left the courtroom for breaks, he mumbled in a voice that some people could hear, "God curse America." So it's anybody's guess whether Moussaoui is going to behave or whether he's going to flip-flop back and forth between the behavior we saw yesterday and what we saw today.
Now, in this case, the judge has allowed a long time, a full month, to pick and seat a jury. How did that process get started today?
Well, it is a very painstaking part of the trial. As anybody knows who's been in an ordinary trial, and of course this is a high-profile death penalty case, so she asked him in great detail about some of the things that they already had talked about on a written questionnaire, a lengthy written questionnaire that's about 50 pages long, and was trying to probe in on some particular issues, such as whether or not they knew anybody who had died in the 9/11 attacks, whether or not they themselves were deeply affected by the 9/11 attacks. And, you know, it's very difficult to find anybody in the Washington, D.C. area who wasn't directly affected somehow by the 9/11 attacks. Their workplaces might have been closed. Any number of things might have happened. But Judge Brinkema indicated that she would not exclude people simply, for example, because they worked at the Pentagon at some point during their career. She said that really wouldn't be fair. She did exclude one former member of the Air Force, a man who said he knew at least one and maybe several people who died in the Pentagon attack. At that point, the defense attorney stood up and said, "You really cannot have somebody on the jury who knows a victim," even though in this case there were tens of thousands of people who were somehow acquainted with the victims.
Larry, as I understand, the potential jurors have to answer questions about their attitudes toward the death penalty. What have they said so far, and how are the lawyers handling this?
Well, the judge used this portion to really get people to think hard about this particular issue, because if you are totally against the death penalty, you cannot be on a federal capital jury. You just are not eligible. Some people said they had religious concerns. Judge Brinkema said it's natural to have concerns, but you have to be able to set them aside. And most people said they could, although one woman said she really could not, and she was immediately excused from the jury because of that.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
NPR's Larry Abramson speaking to us outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia.